I didn't want to wake you up if you weren't already. I mean, it is pretty early considering all the travel time. Oh, you slept on the plane as well. That sounds like it would have made everything a lot easier. I just wanted you to know that if you want anything for breakfast, like if you want to come down for a coffee or tea or, I don't know, your preferences may have changed. We haven't spoken much since Christmas. Yeah, I know, but I just want to be accommodating because your needs and your preferences and what you want are meaningful, and they're worth respecting, all right? Yeah, I know I don't have to tell you that, and I know you know that, I know, but I figure a lot of time, the rest of the year, people are gonna ignore that, and they're gonna tell you that's not true. And if I only get this little bit of time to push against that and remind you that actually no, if it matters to you what you drink of a morning, then it matters, and that's enough, and that's all it needs to be. Then I'm gonna get my chance. Okay. Alright, I'll be down in the kitchen. There's lots of stuff to do. I mean, even though it's just us, I figure if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, like, take it seriously. Besides, I really like doing things for you. So, I've got the TV playing some seasonal stuff, just because I like how it sounds in the background. But if you want to put something else on, that's fine too. No news, alright? Like, whatever's going on, don't need to worry about it, don't need to talk about it. It's just us today, alright? Okay. Did you get connected to the Wi-Fi when you arrived? Oh, you did. Okay, cool. Alright, cool. I'll leave you be now. See you downstairs. Hello. I see you're up and about. I heard. Look, yeah, I know it's all a bit extra, but I like cooking like this, and I like the volume, really. Also, almost none of this is bad over time. Like, yeah, I mean, I can put this stuff on sandwiches later, and I can have it on my own time, and I can send some of it home with you. This is going to sound really weird, but does it fly badly? Like, is there something about what happens to food when it gets to a certain altitude and, I don't know, something in it breaks down, and then when you land, it turns into, like, pallid mush? Right, that sounds an experiment worth doing, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, I've tried to do as many different American-style Thanksgiving things as I can. I admit, I am extremely weirded out by this recipe for sweet potato mash. Like, I haven't made mashed potatoes myself in a while. Like, it's just not something I've bothered to make because it's a lot of effort. But the thing that really surprises me about this is a dessert, right? Right? Like, you're taking sweet potato, And now, like it just looks like a dessert. Nothing with that much brown sugar in it can be like a savory side. Oh, and so, yeah, fair enough. I do not know the ways of American people, and like, I am the one trying to do a Thanksgiving dinner here for you and for your situation. So it behooves me to get the customs as right as I can. No, being behooved doesn't mean I'm a centaur. Of all the things I've been compared to, that's definitely not one of them. All right, so. You left your electronics in the living room when you got here, so I put them on to charge. I hope that's all okay. I have an adapter already because we bought them when we traveled and don't need them now. But the TV's new. I mean, since you were here last, mostly just for watching Netflix and Twitch. And basically got it so that there's something nice and central for when Games Done Quick comes on, because I've got friends who are going to be there, and that's kind of cool. I saw that name in the Final Fantasy VI speedrun as well. That was really cool. Being part of something like that's kind of impressive and neat, isn't it? You should be very proud of yourself. I mean, really, that's one of the things about these events that's so special. We get told so often that we're not very important and we're not part of anything important, that all the important things that happen are being done by very serious people in suits and stuff like that. But when you get down to it, these really big wheels get turned little by little by people like us. And you helped turn that wheel just a little. You should be proud of yourself. Alright, yeah. You don't have to sit here in the kitchen listening to me babble. You can go sit in the living room and watch television if you want. Or, the systems are hooked up to it. That's my save of Wonder Girl. Please don't save over it. I haven't had the time to really get back to that game. So it's kind of stuck in perpetuity. And on the far side of the mummy boss. And that means that, it's like I'm a little kid again, because that's where I always got, I got stuck just around that point when I was traveling down to Canberra. To visit my family on the holidays. And, a relative had the original of this, and because I was only ever visiting, and, I was only ever visiting for very short periods of time, I never really had the time to get good at these games, and I was sharing it with them while I was down there. So, I basically spent all my memories of playing what was at the time Wonder Boy 3, was spent basically being the little fat dragon, because I wasn't very good at it, and I wasn't gonna go very far without any practice. So as I kept coming back year after year until the system fell and other stuff got our attention, I was a little fat dragon for quite some time, and now I am one boss beyond that point. But thanks to this year being so busy, I just haven't really had a chance to get to grips with it. Oh, and yeah, there was a really cool speed run of that in GDQ. Yeah, that was super cool. All right, well, that's cool. Go sit down. Don't stand here. This is a holiday. It's time to relax.
All right.
Okay. So, doing this right. I'm gonna skip Grace, if that's okay. Because that's my thing. If you want, I can just be quiet for a moment while you do it, if that's what matters to you. Okay. But before we start, we do the being thankful thing, right? Right? We talk to each other about it, and we just share around the table about things we're grateful for this year. No, you don't have to. It's okay. I just want this to be right, you know? You deserve a proper Thanksgiving. You deserve the same joy that everyone else is supposed to be able to have. And it's not fair to act like you don't need it or you don't deserve it because someone said you can't have it. So, I guess when you set aside the really obvious stuff, like, I'm thankful for my health, and I'm thankful for the continued health of my family and, you know, the people who aren't here right now. And I don't know if you know this, but I lost my grandmother this year. And she was a complicated woman to love. And I think what I want to be thankful for here is I want to be thankful for the fact that I get to miss her and that she doesn't have to miss me. And with that in mind, I'm so thankful that you spent some of your time to come here, be here and to do this with me. I'm grateful that you invite me into your life like this. I'm grateful that you trust me and that you're willing to trust me with the way you feel, and you're willing to extend to me the permission, I guess, to care about you like this, because I don't want to be invasive, and I don't want to make this about me feeling good because I did a nice thing for you. This is something I want to do for you because you deserve it and you're worthy of it. You are worthy of love. And you are worthy of company. And as much as this is just a ceremony and an event in a timeline, it's still something that I want you to be able to have. And I want you to be able to have it not just because I love you, but because you are worthy of feeling good. Anyway, so that's okay. Yeah, fine. That's probably like, what was that? 15 minutes of speeching. I'm so sorry. Yeah. We can just eat now if you want. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.